It's a question I'm dying to ask. Is Israel united against the destruction of Hamas? This, of course, as the war rages on. We are finding out right now by checking in with our weekend afternoon host, Tony Katz. He's actually just returned from a recent trip to Israel, and he's joining us live to share right now. Hey there, Tony. Welcome back.
It's good to be with you. It's always good to be on WoWo.
Yeah, love having you here. Let's come right out of the gate with what I really just asked there, because it's truly the one question that, Tony, I want answered, and I know that you are an honest guy and you are going to answer that question honestly. Are the people of Israel united against the destruction of Hamas?
When you take a look at polling, the answer is yes. When you ask the question anecdotally, whether you were near the areas of Gaza, in those kibbutzes that were destroyed, whether you were in the north, I was in Matsuva, which is a kibbutz a mile from the Lebanon border that was evacuated and has been evacuated. These people are refugees in their own country. They can't go back home because of the constant shelling from the north. The answer is yes. Israel is completely united in taking out Hamas and taking out Hezbollah. They expect the war to come to the north as well. They have lived with this long enough, and this is what Hamas was not prepared for, which is why they're being destroyed and they can't believe it. This is what the world community was not prepared for, because Israel will not heed to Joe Biden's despicableness in siding with a terrorist organization.
Did that surprise you, Tony, when you're there and you're talking to all of these people, that they are this kind of united front?
I think that what is surprising is that the conversation has come to, well, we've tried to get peace for 70-plus years. I guess this is really what they want. But I don't think there's a way to really comprehend how an Israeli thinks about October 7th and the murder of 1,200, the raping of women, the setting of babies on fire, and how it happened, and how their own country, a country they always feel is on top of the security issue, wasn't. And that is, of course, part of the issue. You know, one of the follow-up questions is, do they really hate Netanyahu? And the answer is, yes, they do. It is stunning across the country that they do. But they're not looking to do an election right now. They're looking to win this war right now, which is what makes some of Senator Chuck Schumer's and President Biden's commentary so despicable and wrong and awful. You don't get to tell me, well, Schumer's Jewish. I'm Jewish as well. Chuck Schumer is wrong. He has always been wrong if this is the tact he believes in and always will be. So it isn't so much surprising. I guess it was much more galvanizing in the idea of, we've given this all the shot we can. It's time to put an end to this madness.
Trump just said in an interview yesterday, and I don't even know, Tony, if you heard this. I'm assuming you have. But he just said in an interview yesterday that Israel is, quote, absolutely losing the PR war. Now that you've been there, you've come back. Trump just making those comments yesterday. What do you think, Tony? Is that the case? Is Israel losing the PR war?
Yeah, this is a mistake from President Trump, because it's the wrong tact. And yes, indeed, President Trump can make mistakes. Israel doesn't seem to care about that. If Israel cared about the PR war, they would have slowed things down on October 10th or October 20th or November 5th or December 8th. They're not slowing anything down. As a matter of fact, there's an actual anger from some that they didn't move faster in the beginning. So the idea that they're losing the PR war, that comes when people like President Trump say they're losing the PR war. The answer is, no one cares about the PR war. Hamas has to be destroyed. That's what I believe the friend says. And we should be clear, Donald Trump is far better for Israel than Joe Biden. If only the Abraham Accords, if only the moving the embassy, he hasn't come out and taken the side of Hamas. We should be clear about that. That's what Joe Biden did.
Yeah, and I feel like I already know what you're going to say, Tony, but I want you to say it. So, you know, when we see all of these protests and we hear all of these people that are, you know, pro-Hamas supporters, are they wrong?
Of course they're wrong.
Yeah.
But this is how they grew up. This is who they are. Whether you're talking about the Jew-hating bigot Rashida Tlaib, or the Jew-hating bigot Ilhan Omar, or the Jew-hating bigot from the 7th District of Indiana, Andre Carson, and the list goes on. How about Senator Chris Van Hollen out of Maryland? Disgusting commentaries. When I have to look to John Fetterman as a guy who's making sense on Israel, maybe the only subject he's making sense on, the whole world is upside down. But these people aren't just wrong. They're bigots. They're despicable. And the key thing to remember, Kayla, is that this isn't about Israel.
Yeah.
This is about us. This is about the Western world. This is about the free and thinking world. If you take a look at Iran right now when they're celebrating what they call Jerusalem Day at the end of Ramadan and they're supporting the Palestinians, they're chanting death to Israel and they're chanting death to America. It is Hamas that is supported by Iran. It is Hezbollah that is supported by Iran. Israel's only step one. We're step two. And yet there are Americans completely blind to this reality.
Yeah, so then am I safe in assuming that, you know, when it comes to the pro-Palestine activists, you'd say they're on the wrong side of this as well?
There's no, I don't even know what a pro-Palestine activist is. That's a misnomer. It doesn't exist. That's a pro-Hamas activist. Mm-hmm. You're not pro, hey, let's create a country. You're pro, let's destroy another country. Of course that's wrong.
Okay, so I'm also really putting you on the spot because, again, I'm not sure how up on the news cycle you are this morning, Tony. I know it's still early in the morning. But what say you about Biden recently giving Israel this ultimatum? For folks who haven't heard this yet, or maybe even you, Tony, you know, Biden essentially urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a tense phone call to improve the humanitarian situation or else risk U.S. monetary support. Israel actually already responding, taking some steps to actually do this. What say you to Biden kind of giving Israel that ultimatum?
This goes along with the Israeli cabinet saying we're going to increase aid to Gaza. You've got quote-unquote aid workers in Gaza saying that Israel has to guarantee our security. You'll notice that no one ever puts anything on Hamas, the terrorist.
Yeah, good point.
Started all of this. So the idea of Joe Biden's ultimatums, this isn't the first time that Israel's brushed past them. You have Iran making their threats because of the attacks in Syria, taking out one of their generals. And the United and Netanyahu has stated that anybody who harms or threatens Israel will be harmed. Right. So Israel is in a much different place. And this is the part that freaks people out because they're used to Israel just healing on this. Come and heal. They're not interested in it. They understand that this is the moment. And for a lot of people, October 7th is actually a 1948 kind of moment, because you're talking about, all right, if we have to fight for our independence all over again against world pressure, we're going to do it. We don't care. That's the feel I get from Israelis when I was there. And you can find everything over at TonyKatz.com, all the videos and everything else that I've done.
TonyKatz.com. Tony, I could talk to you about your trip for hours. Maybe we'll have to have you back on in the future, my man. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
That is our weekend afternoon host, Tony Katz, joining us live here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.